Lucky 13 by Peter Simkin, with Mark Jones as Dennis Rogers and Ocon Jones as Otis. Lucky 13.
Dennis, is this car a dream or not?
It drives well, Tony, but...
That, my son, is one of the cleanest motors I've ever had.
You say that about every car I ever buy from you. Remember that Ford you sold me?
Yeah, well, I didn't know the engine mounts were loose. I did give you a new engine, though, didn't I? As God is my witness, I guarantee this car is the business.
I don't know. It's got 60,000 on the clock.
60,000? An X-ray, this is hardly run in on that mileage. The last owner, nice Indian chap, he only used it to go to the mosque and back.
Oh, Tony Townsend, I give up. All right, I'll have it.
I guarantee you won't regret it. Now, come on in the office and fill in the paperwork.
That guarantee will be in writing.
Dennis... You shock me sometimes. Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's lucky.
What's lucky?
The number. VAN13V.
So?
13's my lucky number.
Talking of luck, how's the lovely Sally?
Who? Susie?
Susie. When are you going to marry her?
I keep asking her the same question.
Now, come on. She's potty about you. I never understood her taste. How long you been together? Sign here. And here.
3 years. Strange lady.
Well, aren't they all, mate? I'll witness it. Yeah. So, why not?
Showbiz.
Oh, I see. She doesn't trust you with all those sexy starlets you write articles about, eh? Well, I don't blame her. I wouldn't trust myself.
No, it's her. You know, she's an actress, well, she wants to crack the business. Just another month to get a really good tally part. If not, she'll give up. Every time we book the registry office, she gets two lines in the mind and back to square one.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a drug, Tony, bloody drug. Right. I've bought a car. Now all I've got to do is earn some money to pay for it. Cheers, mate. See you.
Yeah, be lucky. And as my old dad once said, you can't live with them, but you can't live without them.
What, cars or ladies? Oh, I'm taking my CB out of the old car, okay.
Well, that's a 10-4, good buddy. And don't let that airy Dalmatian eat the leather seats, will you?
Where the common sense of most shall hold a fretful realm in awe, and the kindly earth shall slumber, left in universal law. So I triumphed ere my passion sweeping through me left me dry, left me with the palsied heart, and left me with the jaundiced eye.
Oh, good job I got that pound of liver from Tesco's then. I'm sure I fancy palsied heart.
You fool. Well, how was I?
Terrific, I suppose. What was it from?
Philistine.
Oh, I don't know him. Good writer, is he?
It's a poem by Tennyson, actually.
Oh, Lord Alfred, eh? Come outside. I've got something to show you. Get down, Paddy.
No, I haven't got time. I've got an audition for the exchange. My agent rang while you were out.
Oh, well, you can have a look on your way out.
No, I can't. I'm late. And my car's got a flat battery again. You promised to put it on charge. Now, listen. Leave the liver simmering for about an hour. You sure this dress doesn't look too tight? Then put the stock in. I shall be back about 4.
You look great. Now, stop panicking. Well?
Smell what?
The new car.
Dan! You didn't!
I did. Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous! Oh, a black XJS. Oh, real leather seats. Oh, get him off, Dennis.
Paddy, you stupid spotted Dalmatian. Get out. Get out now.
Dennis.
No.
please.
No, but I'll give you a lift to the tube.
Oh, Dan.
Look, love, I've got an article to type. I haven't got time. It's quicker by tube anyway.
Am I insured to drive?
Yes, but...
Let me.
No, now listen, Suze. It's a big car. It's automatic, power steering. It's hard to park.
I drive Dad's Jaguar. It's bigger than yours, please.
Oh, you're always bragging. Suze.
I'll take Paddy with me. Oh, Paddy.
Paddy, out. He is not going in that car until I've covered the leather seats with some rugs. Now, be careful, please, Suze. Remember, it's an automatic.
Love you. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Car? Then the actress they call the body uncurled her long, graceful legs and walked towards the set. Every man in the room followed that walk, including me. Stop. What do you think, Paddy?
Oh, get off my lap. No, don't lick my nose. Oh, come on. Let's go and find Susie. Come on.
Paddy, sit.
No, not in the road.
Good boy. Now stay. Stay, Paddy. Here she comes. Susie, slow down, love. Well, break, love. Paddy!
Be careful.
I told you the brakes just went flat. Don't you believe me?
You were going too fast. You virtually came around that corner on two wheels.
Well?
They went. They really went.
Oh!
One more time. Tell me you're lying.
I'm
please.
Not lying.
I'm going to see Otis.
Bloody lunatic! You could have killed my wife! The lights were red, you must have seen them! People like you think you own the roads in your flash sports cars! You could have killed her!
Look, mate, I'm sorry. The brakes went. There was nothing I could do. I'm sorry, I really am. Is your wife all right?
She banged her head. Look at the blood. The lights were red, they were red!
Well, it's a negative reading, sir. But I must caution you that you will be reported for careless driving and failing to obey a traffic signal. Have you got anything to say, sir?
Yeah, the brakes. Nothing. They didn't work. I just bought the car today.
I see. Well, Fred?
Brakes are fine. You must have hit the wrong pedal, sir.
But I didn't. I really didn't. Can I come in?
Why? So you can scream at me again?
No.
Come in.
Look, Susie, have you got a brandy or a scotch?
Sorry, I'm a bit short on booze. I haven't lived here for...
I'm sorry. You were right. The brakes were... I did the same thing. Look, would you... What I mean is, would you...
I'm sorry. No.
Suze, listen. It's not surprising, is it? I went bananas. But Paddy was...
Jen, it's over. Not because you screamed and ranted, I understood. But you wouldn't believe me. You wouldn't listen. You didn't trust me. Have I ever lied to you?
No, but be fair, Suze. It seemed that...
Well, that's your trouble. You were right. You're always right. You're always... Black and white.
Susan.
Restaurants had holidays in your place in Spain. Well, then you were happy and giving. But you're always right. Everything was fine as long as I fitted into your style.
Susan. This is pointless arguing. I came round to apologise. I was wrong. But you must admit, when I tried the brake...
You couldn't just take my word. You had to prove I was wrong. Driving a car at a wall to prove I was lying. Anyway, it is pointless. Manchester just called my agent. They offered me Major Barbara. I start next month.
You're taking it?
Yes. I'm selling this place. After Major Barbara's finished, I'll stay with my folks for a while. Mum's not well.
3 years.
Den, I love you. I always will. But I can't.
Oh, they're just words. What are you saying?
I suppose goodbye. Here. Oh, I still can't get the ring off. I'll post it on to you.
Keep it, Suze. Be happy.
And you, love. And you.
Well, Otis, anything?
You were right, dead right.
Dead is right. Terrific.
Well, aren't you pleased?
Oh, yeah, I'm pleased.
Come on, then. Sit down, mate. Tell me.
Susie borrowed the car. Brakes went, she hit Paddy. He's dead. I went mad, blamed her. That's it, really. I was bringing the car over here for you to check, straight through some red light.
There's a GB sticker on the boot.
Coke or heroin? But the brakes were okay when I bought the car.
It was in the servo system. When the pressure built up, the bag would be sucked into the piston chamber. Brakes fail. You turn the engine off, it's resealed until the pressure builds up.
The bastard.
You want to call the old Bill? Well, one good thing, it will drop you out of your accident.
That's right. Let's give him a ring. No. Otis. You must know someone in the business. The dealer.
Yeah, sure, man. I get one of the brothers to come down and do a deal. Okay, man.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I'm black, so I'm bound to know someone who's an H dealer, aren't I? You make me sick. Get out of here.
Otis, what's wrong with you? You know I don't think like that.
What did you mean, Dennis?
I meant you know all the local villains through the garage.
Yeah. I do know a geezer in Tottenham who deals a bit in ash. He'll know somebody. Dennis, you're not gonna...
Oh, yes, I am. I'm gonna try and find the bastard who put this stuff in the car. I've got a score to settle.
Then, these geezers, they're no mugs. And they can get a bit nasty.
So can I, mate. So can I. Apart from which, I suddenly have the urge to become a real journalist again. Right. I'm going to get my logbook. Then I'm going to see the last owner. Maybe he can help me.
You want some company? Still pretty handy, you know.
Well, you'd have been a world champ, Otis. You weren't a four-eyed git.
Funny. I met the geezer I beat in the ABA championships. He turned pro. I didn't recognise him till he said who he was. Same age as me, only 27. He was an old man. The day you came to interview me, I thought my life was finished. The board had just turned me down for a pro licence because I was short-sighted. I still remember what you told me.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's it. It was beautiful. Was it Kipling?
No. A disc jockey on the radio. See you later. A few details?
He ran an import business from here. Of course, the neighbors complained. Golders Green is a very select area, you understand, or it used to be. It's changed, of course. Greeks, Indians, Nigerians. Not that I'm prejudiced, you understand.
Well, of course not. He had a car. Do you know...
Oh, a huge Jaguar.
So what? Do you live here now?
Live here? No. The area's terrible now. No, I live in St. John's Wood, only a small flat, mind you, but very nice.
We're all the same, really, aren't we, love?
I think you better go, young man. I don't like your tone.
No, woman! on, no crap.
Have a seat, mate. Won't be a minute.
Right.
Hello? Oh, yeah. 25 quid each way, trap 2 for the 9 o'clock. Yeah, okay. Yeah, cheers, mate. No problems, I hope, Dennis?
Oh, just a minor problem, like no brakes.
What do you mean? I checked them. Pads were perfect, the discs were...
How about the servo?
Servo? I'm not with you.
Oh, didn't Mr. Khan tell you?
Tell me what? He assured me the car was an A1, Nick. I mean, not he only used it...
Dennis, you're choking me. The blades, what's wrong? I'm sure we can sort it out.
Oh, can we? Perhaps you can bring my dog back to life. Perhaps you can persuade Susie not to leave me and get the police to drop the charges. Could you do all that on my rear's written guarantee, eh? Now, I'm only going to ask you once. Where did you...
I've no money.
Liar. You've had this car for 3 months.
What do you mean? I only picked it up last week.
Where did you get it?
The auction. I told you.
Right. Ring Otis and tell him to send you the bill for the repairs and give me the address of the auction now.
Right, gentlemen. Lot 602. A 1973 Ford Granada on an L plate.
No?
Oh, yeah, we told him. The auctioneer told everyone, that's why it only fetched 3,000.
3 grand? Thank you. That's all I want to know.
Oh, some chap rang about your car. A dealer from Dorset. It was the day after Mr. Townsend bought it.
What do you mean?
He was trying to trace the car. Said he'd sold it to the last owner. He'd found out there was some kind of fault. He wanted to contact the new owner about it. I'm sorry I forgot to tell Mr. Townsend.
Have you got his name?
It's, Collins Car Sales, Muddiford, Dorset.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I've got my friend here. Sort it all out.
Otis,
it's
your
right.
Time.
Don't worry about it. Otis. He's coming now.
My time. Oh. Evening, gentlemen.
It's who this guy is. You tell me nobody months together. But it's him and the other white man who is the real problem.
Listen, Leroy. It's not like you think.
I promise you, Danny's not dealing. This stuff will never hit the streets on my mother's life.
Okay, brother.
Okay.
I see our own.
This is Big Den, very heavy, mate. That H is 100% pure.
I know. 50 grand for 3 bags.
Dennis, that 50 was just 1 bag. Come over here. Look at this.
Yeah, toolbox.
It's full. Yeah, every space in that car is packed with the stuff. Petrol tank, spare wheel, door seats, everywhere.
How much do you reckon?
I don't know, but it's got to be, well over 1 million.
What did he mean about processing it here?
He reckons you've set up a lab in England.
This is heavy.
Look, Dan, you know me. I don't bottle, but I'm scared. We're involved with the big boys. And the trouble is we're playing blind. We don't have a clue about what's going on. Don't you think you should talk to Martin?
Maybe.
Did you bring the logbook?
Yeah. Here.
Then?
Tell me the even worse news.
Your moto's a ding-dong car.
In English?
A ding-dong, a ringer, a bent, stolen motor.
Tell me.
I had a funny feeling. It's a 7980, according to the plate, right?
Yeah, so?
So, when I took the servo down, it was from an 81 model. It happens sometimes. Maybe somebody replaced it.
Front number above it.
Oh, that's it, then.
There's no chance now.
Well, not necessarily. You know how they ring cars?
Yeah. Somebody goes out, steals a car, then they find a wreck in a scrapyard. They buy it and the logbook, have a set of plates made up. Bingo.
Except the pros buy the wreck first. Then they go out and steal the car that matches exactly. Same colour, body, seats. It's a doddle. Now, let's see. Yeah. Look, it might be possible to trace. Look, previous owners, 2 since 1980.
I don't see what you're getting at.
Sometimes, Dan, I wonder how you ever became an investigative journalist. Look, your Indian bloke had this car. It had already been ringed. He didn't know the stuff was in it, did he? So, you find out which of the 2 owners before wrote it off. You get the licensing people at Swansea to give you the names from their computer. Simple.
Do you know how long inquiries to Swansea take? Bloody weeks.
Well, the other alternative is you give the law a ring and leave it with them. The only problem with that is whoever filled the car with heroin is hardly likely to claim his car back from the bill. And there's...
I lose my £5,000. Hang on. Say I tell him that the crash happened a couple of years ago. A hit and run. And the insurance company now deny that Khan owned the car then.
Bingo. Will he buy it?
Oh, my old mate, D.O. Martin. Otis.
No, Dennis. Absolutely no way, son.
Dave, I haven't even asked you for anything. Arab or Iranian, I'm not sure which. A guy called Sharma, that's his first name, is very involved, probably organizing.
Emrys, send me up pictures on any known Iranian and Arab dealers in drugs and run the files through the computer. Christian named Sharma. Go. Have you met him?
Yeah, briefly.
So you could ID him?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I can't. I'm a journalist, you know. I can't reveal my sources. It was a chance meeting, but he definitely is involved in wholesale distribution of heroin.
Did he try and sell you some? And no fairies?
No. No, I promise you he didn't. On my life.
Okay. Sally, can you put... Hold on. What's the license number? This car and the make?
Oh, there is an Iranian, Sharma Kamenka. He had a couple of pulls. One was a knife in, an unknown Iranian student, but the guy disappeared. Probably no work permit, so it was dropped out. And he was in a club we raided. There was H on the floor. Couldn't prove he was holding. It's all in a file.
Okay, right. Mr. Sharma Kamenka. Is that him? Yeah. Who? Say again. You sure, Sally? I see. Thank you. What are you up to, Dan? Do I look like a mug?
No, of course not, Dave.
No, you are. Right, previous owner. Got a pen?
Yep.
Trevor Humphrey Smith. Address? The Vicarage, St. Augustine Church, St. Albans, Hertfordshire.
Oh, he's not.
He is. The Reverend Trevor Humphrey Smith. Now tell me.
Straight up, Dave.
I'm warning you, you're definitely up to something. What is it?
It's no good, I can't fool you, Dave. All right, hands up. I'm after a drug smuggling ring. I believe the vicar's involved. You see, he owned this Jaguar and it's full of heroin.
That isn't funny, Dennis. Dennis?
Yeah?
Tell Tonto to be careful. He was seen drinking with a small-time Rasta villain. Know what I mean? Oh, and if you get anything, bell us.
Come through, Mr. Rogers. Sit down. How do you like your tea?
Strong, please, Vicar. Two sugars.
Now, how can I help you?
Thank you. Well, I'm doing an article on cars. Or, to be more precise, cars and their owners. Like pop stars and footballers.
I'm afraid I don't sing or play football.
Well, but I heard that you owned an XJS Jaguar, and I thought... That'd be an interesting combination, you being a vicar.
Alas, the word is used to own a Jaguar.
Are you sold it?
No, I'm afraid I, as our American friends would say, totaled it.
Sorry?
Wrote it off. Crashed.
Oh, what a shame.
Luckily, I'm still here to tell the tale. Thanks to our Lord and his seatbelt.
What happened?
A certain female member of my flock desired to stop for a pair of hedgehogs that were... involved in springtime activities, shall we say, in the middle of a country lane. Unfortunately, it was on a blind bend, and I, loath though I am to admit it was, perhaps exceeding the 30 miles per hour speed limit, just a little. End of my beautiful car.
You weren't insured?
Of course. But a vicar's income doesn't run to a comprehensive insurance for a Jaguar.
I did wonder. So, third party only?
As you say, third party. The car was a gift from one of my parishioners.
There was no chance of repairing it?
No. Would you like to see a picture of it? I really am very lucky to be alive.
Well, yeah, fine.
There, you see?
Jeez! Sorry, Vicar. How fast were you going? The front's totally unrecognisable.
Between you, me and the... well over 30...
What happened to the wreck?
Oh, a scrap dealer took it away. He made a small donation to the church roof restoration fund.
Local chap? There's something I've always wanted to say to a member of the clergy.
Really? What's that?
More tea, Vicar?
Yes, please. Ah, here. Jennison Son Car Breakers. It's in Tottenham. Do you know the area?
Yes, I do. I live in Muswell Hill.
Well, here's his card. Oh, did I mention the church roof?
Yes, Vicar. You know, for the fun.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hi, Otis.
So, Martin gave you some help?
No, a vicar, actually. You were right. He owned the Jag, he wrote it off, and Jenis bought the wreck.
So that's why we're here. Listen, this Jenis is a right slime bag. Leave him to me, okay?
How should we handle it?
We're looking for bits for your XJS.
Right.
Hello, Bonzo.
Yeah?
You got any XJS's around?
Maybe. What she's looking for, exactly?
Well, just some bits.
Don't waste my time. Go on, sling your hook.
I need a boot lid and rear lights. Back end, smash.
In Arthur, from Minder. Whenever I help you do something, I feel like Terry.
Well, you were a boxer. Ooh, a nice Merc just pulled in. Right heavy's getting out.
You were right. Here's the number on the engine.
What the... Bastards! They just shot that guard.
You two rats, that kill you!
Christ! We're heading this way! Move!
Oi, you stand still unless you want to get shot!
Oh, my ankle!
Going somewhere, pal. Find the other one, Barry.
Right.
You've got a big nose, pal. What are you doing here?
Bird watching.
Oh, bastards!
I lost him, Stu. Black git. He can half run, though.
Yeah, pillar. Find out who this guy is. Get off!
Now, pal, we do it easy or we do it my way.
Here's his press card. He's a bloody journalist.
So what? See if you can find anything on that Jag. Number plates, parking tickets. Only once, Jimmy. What are you doing here?
I was just getting a spare for my car.
I'll tax this. VAN 13V.
Great. The boss will be pleased we can trace his car. What a waste of Jenis and his wee dog. Still, we're all the slag that had his car. No point in hanging round. Shame you won't be able to report your own death, Mr. Nosy Reporter.
Stu, that car's coming down.
When we've been nearly killed, seen a guy flattened by a car, a dog shot.
It's the adrenaline. After a fight in the ring, I was all starving. How's your mouth?
Painful. Not to mention my ankle.
Oh, you're alive. Stop complaining.
Yeah, I know. I know. I only thought things like that happened on the telly. Oh, I think the Jag stops there. As they say, the car was kosher up to the vicar, so...
You got away with words, Den.
That's what I love. Well, you know what I mean. It's got to be Collins. He sold the car to Khan, so that's where the switch was. Oh, one more thing, Otis.
Kids are home, and... Anyway, Peter, my husband, disappeared a week ago.
Disappeared?
I suppose it does sound a bit overdramatic. He went out on business last week, and he didn't come back.
That sounds dramatic enough. Have you...
The police and the hospitals? Well, I'm not too concerned. His secretary is gone as well. You should see your face. We've been married 15 years, the last two or three in name only. I knew he'd been, well, seeing Valerie, his secretary.
But still, you must be worried.
I'd be overjoyed if I saw neither of them again. Let's have a look through these papers for you, Jack. Not that I've much...
Funny you should say that. I was doing the VAT account and Janice's name came up, but the invoices didn't make sense.
How do you mean, funny?
Well, now, remember, I don't know much about the car trade, but it was odd.
Go on.
Well, how much would you say a second-hand door for a Porsche should cost?
I don't know. Probably quite expensive.
£100? £200?
Yes, could be.
£500?
Five?
That's where I thought. You're not a tax inspector, are you, Dennis?
No. No, but some of my best enemies are.
Your drink, sir?
Oh, Tom. Why?
Well, out of curiosity, I checked the dates of the deals with Jenis in my husband's bank account. I thought it might have been a bit of a tax dodge, you know, bumped up the... maybe. Oh, listen, I'm sorry I've been whinging on. And you've had a wasted trip from London. Maybe I can make amends for that at least. You've got a wicked smile. I meant dinner. If you're not in a hurry to get back to London, but... Well, you've probably got a wife and...
No. No wife or anybody else waiting for me. I'd enjoy that, thank you.
I always thought Londoners had to be back in the city by dark. You know, like vampires, otherwise they become shivering wrecks.
No. I'm all right as long as I'm safely indoors. The sun's gone down. You know us vampires?
Fool. Now, keep her lined up with the boy, then go hard to starboard.
Is that your husband?
Yes. And his secretary.
We'd better get you back.
I'll take her in.
Oh, God.
I picked up the nearest thing, which happened to be a jack-handle, and threw it towards the bike. Well, luckily, I hit them, and they sort of crashed. That's it.
Oh, I see. Just a lucky shot. I suppose you had your eyes closed as you threw it.
Yeah, I did. Actually, it was a good...
Listen, do I look that stupid? You're trying to tell me
that's
that...
what
it...
happened, Dave.
I'm warning you, Jen. I smell something dodgy, very dodgy. Tonto just happens. With his eyes closed, of course. To stop a...
Make the ownership kosher. We don't want to get nicked. Make sure you send it recorded delivery.
Then?
I'll tell you later. Oh, did you deliberately get the wheel of that bike? Or was it just a lucky shot?
I saw him do it in a movie.
Well, thanks again, Otis. I'll see you at the post office. I'm just calling Townsend.
Okay.
Favour, I'm in right trouble otherwise.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony. I'll think about it.
No, Dan. It's no good. He's got to have it. Today. He'll pay up to 10 grand, but he's got to be today, please. At least, let me bring him to have a look at it.
Sorry, Tony, I'm just going out in the car. I'll call you later. Bye.
Book recorded delivery. Nobody can get the car out because they haven't got the logbook.
You're learning.
What's wrong with the door?
I don't know, it's stuck. Oh, that's it.
Cool, what a mess. You were right.
Thanks, Otis. I've already tied it up. This is normal. Coffee?
Ta.
Girlfriend, both intact. You've got 24 hours. Leave the car on Tottenham Marshes by Stonebridge Lock.
How could he know about Susie?
She must have been here when they broke in. Her overnight bag was here. Oh, my God. God, she must have been waiting for me while... How can someone do that? Ooh. Right, you bastard. I'm going to have you. I'm going to have your cobblers. Otis, go away.
Then?
Otis, some things I can ask you to do, but not this. Louis...
I'll let you go, okay?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Otis.
It's okay. So you go around and see Lloyd, and you put him away. He won't be holding Susie there, will he? All right, she's hurt, but we've got 24 hours. Let's get Susie back first. Then you do... But let's get her back first.
You're right. Yeah. I've got an idea.
I take it it's not very legal.
Correct. Come on. I need a van and a CB.
I'm out. He's talking to her. I guess it was Lloyd. He's given her a right mouthful. He's gone in now. She's moving.
Okay. Follow her. Why do you reckon it was Lloyd? She's just getting in now. I'll give you 2 minutes. Go. Now.
Having trouble, love?
No. I'm just enjoying myself. Now, sod off, will you?
I should have killed him.
He still wouldn't have talked.
You're right. Muddiford. He doesn't know I've got the Collins connection. That's where she'll be. At his boat. Who's that?
It's Martin and his oppo.
There's something I've always wanted to say to a member of the clergy.
Really? What's that?
More tea, Vicar?
Yes, please. Ah, here.
Jennison Son Carbreakers. It's in Tottenham. Do you know the area?
Yes, I do. I live in Muswell Hill.
Well, here's his card. Oh, did I mention the church roof?
Yes, Vicar. For the fun.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hi, Otis.
So, Martin gave you some help.
No, a vicar, actually. You were right. He owned the Jag, he wrote it off, and Jennis bought the wreck.
So that's why we're here. Listen, this Jennis is a right slime bag. Leave him to me, okay?
How should we handle it?
We're looking for bits for your XJS.
Right.
Hello, Bonzo.
Yeah?
You got any XJSs around?
Maybe. What she's looking for, exactly?
Well, just some bits.
Don't waste my time. Go on, sling your hook.
I need a boot lid and rear lights. Back end, smash.
But there is one over there, back of the yard. No boot lid, that's gone. Sure don't know what's left. It's been here months.
Right.
Ta. Anything you take off your paper, whether you want it or not, you got that.
Right. Nice friendly chap.
Yeah, I told you. How did you know what we wanted? That was a bit shrewd.
The vicar showed me a photo. No front end. Oh, is this it?
Yeah. It's amazing. Whatever car you're looking for in a scrapyard, it's always the one that's got three others on the top of it. Well, don't just stand there. Give me an hand.
Sorry, Otis, you know my back. I've got my best suit on.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Daly.
Eh?
As in Arthur from Minder. Whenever I help you do something, I feel like Terry.
Well, you were a boxer. Ooh, a nice Merc just pulled in. Right heavy's getting out.
You were right. Here's the number on the engine. What the... Bastards! They just shot that guard dog.
You two rags, I'll kill you!
Christ! You know what they're going to do to Jennis? Drop that car on him!
What will it? They're talking to him, giving him a fright.
Or maybe. No. They're going to give him a right kicking. That's no warning. They're going to do it. Look.
Oi! You two! I'm watching you!
You fall then. They're heading this way. Move!
Oi, you stand still unless you want to get shot.
Ow! Oh, my ankle.
Going somewhere, pal. Find the other one, Barry.
Right.
You've got a big nose, pal. What are you doing here?
Bird watching.
Oh! Oh! Oh, bastard.
I lost him, Stu. Black git. He can half run, though.
Yeah, pillock. Find out who this guy is. Get off.
Now, pal, we do it easy or we do it my way.
Oh!
This is Prescott. He's a bloody journalist.
So what? See if you can find anything on that jag. Number plates, parking tickets. Only once, Jimmy. What are you doing here?
I was just getting a spare for my car.
And I'll tax this. VAN 13V.
Great. The boss will be pleased we can trace his car. What a waste of Janice and his wee dog. Still, we know the slag that had his car. No point in hanging round. Shame you won't be able to report your own death, Mr. Nosey Reporter.
Stu, that car's coming down. That black bastard. Are you all right, Stu?
Oh, my leg. Help us, Barry. Get us away. It's the law.
What about finding those two bastards?
Come on, they legged it. We'll catch up with them.
Mind if I help myself to a sarnie?
Oh, you're amazing. Food, it's all you can think about. Food. When we've been nearly killed, seen a guy flattened by a car, a dog shot.
It's the adrenaline. After a fight in the ring, I was all starving. How's your mouth?
Painful. Not to mention my ankle.
Oh, you're alive. Stop complaining.
Yeah, I know, I know. I only thought things like that happened on the telly. Pour us a drink, Otis. Oh, I can't stop shaking. You don't know what fear is until you think you've got about 2 seconds to live. Oh. Thanks, Otis.
Seriously, Dan, this is getting stupid. Why don't we tell Martin? This is too big to handle.
It's not your fight.
Well, it is now. Those two cowboys clocked me. I guarantee within 2 hours they'll have a name to go with my face.
Here. Take this. Get lost for a couple of days. I'm going to be out of town.
No way. I'll be ready next time. What I will do is get a couple of the brothers to hang round my house while I'm at the lockup. Where are you going?
To visit a Mr. Collins. I think the jag stops there. As they say, the car was kosher up to the vicar, so...
You got away with words, Den.
That's what I love. Well, you know what I mean. It's got to be Collins. He sold the car to Khan, so that's where the switch was. Mm. Oh, one more thing, Otis. Mm? Thanks.
Hello.
Hi. I'm looking for Mr. Collins.
He's not here at the moment.
Do you know when he'll be back?
Sorry, no.
But look, miss, it's rather urgent that I contact him.
It's Mrs. Collins. Or Liz, to my friends. Are you a friend? Of my husband's, that is?
No, I've never met him.
Good. In that case, call me Liz.
Hello, Liz. I'm Dennis Rogers.
Maybe I can help you, Dennis.
I just bought a car last week. Your husband sold the car to the previous owner. Apparently, he, your husband, wanted to contact me.
What was the car?
XJS Jaguar, VAN 13V. Do you remember it?
To be honest, Dennis, I've had very little to do with my husband's business for years. With two kids, a home, and... Anyway, Peter, my husband, disappeared a week ago.
Disappeared?
I suppose it does sound a bit overdramatic. He went out on business last week, and he didn't come back.
That sounds dramatic enough. Have you...
The police and the hospitals? Well, I'm not too concerned. His secretary has gone as well. You should see your face. We've been married 15 years, the last 2 or 3 in name only. I knew he'd been, well, seeing Valerie, his secretary.
But still, you must be worried.
I'd be overjoyed if I saw neither of them again. Let's have a look through these papers for you, Jack. Not that I've much chance of finding it. Whatever Valerie was good at, it certainly wasn't office work. What was that number again?
VAN 13V.
I'm almost certain I haven't come across an XJS. They're bonny cars.
Look, it's nearly lunchtime. You fancy a snack?
No, I'm on a diet. You can buy me a drink, though.
It's a beautiful view. What's the town I can see across the bay?
You townies, it's an estuary. That's Christchurch, you can see.
You're asking about my husband.
It's just a friend of mine runs a scrapyard in London. He thought he knew your husband, a bloke called Jenis.
Funny you should say that. I was doing the VAT account and Jenis's name came up, but the invoices didn't make sense.
How do you mean, funny?
Well, now, remember, I don't know much about the car trade, but it was odd.
Go on.
Well, how much would you say a second-hand door for a Porsche should cost?
I don't know. Probably quite expensive.
£100? £200?
Yes, could be.
£500?
Five?
That's where I thought. You're not a tax inspector, are you, Dennis?
No. No, but some of my best enemies are.
Your drink, sir?
Oh, Tom. Why?
Well, out of curiosity, I checked the dates of the deals with Jenis in my husband's bank account. I thought it might have been a bit of a tax dodge, you know, bumped up bills.
And?
But I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Total stranger.
That's why it's easier to talk to a stranger. And you want to tell somebody, don't you?
You're right. Every time he paid Jenis, say £500, he withdrew it in cash.
I still don't see.
There was a dozen deals in the last 18 months. Within a week of each deal, there'd be a large cash credit paid into the bank.
Doing up cars and selling them, he's a car dealer.
That's the logical answer, but wrong. As I said to you, the books are in a terrible mess. But according to the figures I worked out, he should have been bankrupt 6 months ago. He sold nothing. Well, only the odd banger. There's no records of sales to match the amounts going into the bank account.
Dodgy deals for cash. Ready.
That's why, when I found the figures, I stopped worrying about Peter disappearing.
So he took a runner. Maybe the tax or the VAT people are onto him. Any money drawn out just before he disappeared?
15,000 in a banker's draft the afternoon he went.
I'm sure it'll sort itself out. He could be just buying a car.
Oh, aye, maybe. Oh, listen, I'm sorry I've been whinging on. And you've had a wasted trip from London. Maybe I can make amends for that at least. You've got a wicked smile. I meant dinner. If you're not in a hurry to get back to London, but, well, you've probably got a wife and...
No. No wife or anybody else waiting for me. I'd enjoy that, thank you.
I always thought Londoners had to be back in the city by dark. You know, like vampires, otherwise they become shivering wrecks.
No. I'm all right as long as I'm safely indoors.
Brandy?
Yeah, please.
Will you stay, please, Dennis? I don't want to be alone tonight. Oh, don't get me wrong. You don't have to. I mean, there's plenty of spare beds.
I've got to stay. I can't go.
How do you mean?
The sun's gone down. You know us vampires?
Fool. Now, keep her lined up with the boy, then go hard to starboard. Your face! Turn right at that thing floating in the water.
I know me ports, me starboards. Oops, what's that noise?
Straighten her up, it's the sandbar. Oh, no.
Now, what have I done?
It's not you, it's that maniac in his floating gin palace. That's tearing straight out of the wrong side of the channel. Totally ignoring the 5-mile-an-hour speed limit. Push that button quick.
Jeez.
What's wrong, Dennis? Dennis, where are you going?
The cabin. I know someone on that boat, and we're not exactly shipmates. Don't say anything.
Lovely morning, isn't it, Mrs. Collins?
It was. Don't you know there's a speed limit in the channel, and you're supposed to keep to the port side?
Sorry. My colleague here was driving. Got a little carried away. How's Mr. Collins?
He's okay. Fine.
I haven't seen him around. Just wondered.
Goodbye, Mr. Lloyd.
See you around. Happy sailing. Right, sir, take it easy. As the lady said, we don't want to get nicked for speeding, do we?
Speeding. I like that, boss. That's good.
You can come out now, Dennis. I suppose you know Lloyd from London. Watch your head on the cabin.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know Lloyd. I met that Scottish lunatic at a pub once. Who's Lloyd?
Well, he claims he's in the import-export business. He's a real smoothie, if you like, well-dressed reptile.
You say he claims? That sounds like you don't believe him.
Well, I don't know him, really. The only time I meet is when he's charging around on that gin palace boat or in his flash car.
What car's he got?
The Mercedes now.
Now?
Oh, he seems to change cars with about the same frequency as the little blondes he brings down here.
Did he ever have an XJS Jag?
Yes, he did, a black one. He didn't keep it long. Why?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I meant to tell you, there's a terrible smell in the cabin.
Oh, yes, I can guess what that is. Rotting fish. My loving husband has a habit of forgetting to bring them ashore after his fishing trip, especially after drinking a couple of bottles of gin. Here, take the wheel and I'll go and throw them overboard. Here.
I'll do it if you like.
No, it's all right. I've got a strong stomach, luckily. Oh, God.
What's wrong? Liz? Liz, are you all right? Come up here. Is that your husband?
Yes. And his secretary.
We'd better get you back.
I'll take her in.
Are you sure?
When we get in, it's better if you go back to London. I'll wait for tomorrow and call the police.
Why?
My children. They'll not want to read about their mum and a man. Okay?
Yeah, I've had a burglary, a break-in.
Can I have your name and address, please? We'll get somebody round as soon as possible.
Dennis Rogers, 405 Dukes Avenue.
Ah, we had a busy weekend. You're the third one today.
Oh, terrific. That makes me feel a lot better. How long before your lads turn up?
Oh, as soon as we can, sir. We are rather undermanned at the moment.
Ta. Oh, a couple of calls.
Oh, Tess!
Oh, hi, Den.
Had a good weekend, did we? Well, what about this bonnet? As good as new.
Fantastic.
Charming. I've done the business on your moto while you've been getting your leg over, and all I get is fantastic. What's wrong, Den?
Nothing. Apart from having my house turned over. Oh, and finding a couple of overripe stips. But apart from that...
It's the paint. Come outside. Who snuffed it?
Collins. And guess who was around?
Den.
Get down. That pillion rider's got a... Quick. Pass us that jack handle. And get behind that car. Move.
Here, what are you going
to... Oh, the Zulu's coming out in me.
Jeez. Come on, Otis. Dear God.
Do you recognise him, Den?
It's the mad Scotsman.
You sure? I can hardly recognise it's human.
There's nothing we can do for either of them. Come on, Den. That petrol tank's going to blow. Den, come on!
Call D.I. Martin!
Right, Tonto. Now it's your turn to tell me the same fairy tale as Denny.
We were standing here chatting when I hear this motorbike start up. I look around and see the kamikaze kid riding...
Tonto, in English.
I look around and see the motorbike coming towards us. The geese... Well, the man on the back is pointing a submachine gun at us. He started firing. And then, I mean, Mr. Rogers and I dive for cover. He stops, the man on the bike, down there at the other end of the alley and comes towards us again. I picked up the nearest thing, which happened to be a jack handle, and threw it towards the bike. Well, luckily, I hit them, and they sort of crashed. That's it.
Oh, I see. Just a lucky shot. I suppose you had your eyes closed as you threw it.
Yeah, I did. Actually, it was a good...
Listen, do I look that stupid? You're trying to tell me
that... What happened, Dave?
I'm warning you, Den. I smell something dodgy, very dodgy. Tonto just happens, with his eyes closed, of course, to stop a motorbike in just about the only possible way, using a jack handle like a spear right through the spokes on the front wheel.
It happens.
In movies, it happens. And, of course, I suppose you're both still claiming you've never seen either of those villains before. You're just innocent victims. Well, I don't buy it. You two are at it.
Oh, Gov, we've got an ID on the chap with a gun. We're still checking who the driver was.
Hang on, you two. I haven't finished.
Well, Emmerich. Stuart McNally. He's got more previous than Jack the Ripper.
McNally. A Scottish psycho. He's on Billy Lloyd's payroll. His hired muscle.
Of course. I thought I knew that name. We pulled him for that GBH. The guy that wouldn't ID McNally.
Fractured jaw, two broken legs. Claimed he'd fallen off his balcony.
And he lived on the ground floor.
Yeah. Go and give Mr. Lloyd a call. You remember his house?
Yeah. Shea Tranquil. Holland Park Road, wasn't it?
If you lean your head over any more, Dan, you'll fall over. You're interested in Mr. Lloyd, are you? Any particular reason?
Don't know what you mean. Who's Lloyd?
Gov, we've just heard. We think the guy driving was Tony Lloyd. The bike's registered to him and he fits physically. Shall I...
Yeah. Off the record, you two. Mr. William Lloyd, known as Billy. At 16, he got put away for manslaughter of his stepfather. Now he payrolls bank blags, drugs, gun running. Oh, and he's got a large scar by his left eye where a schoolmate hit him with a brick. Only I didn't hit him hard enough. Now, if it's Lloyd that's unhappy with you, do yourselves a big favour and tell me. Because if this motorbike kid is his brother, he's really going to get very annoyed with you two. Well?
Never heard of him.
You bloody fool, Dan. And you, Tonto. All right. But remember, I warned you.
Black or white, then?
Black.
I really think...
I know
that...
what you think, and you're right. Logically. But I'm not feeling very logical. This bloke, Lloyd, it was his car, it had to be. Collins nicked the Jag, that's why he's dead. And Jenny's the scrap dealer, because he sold Collins the plates. They're onto you and me, that's why they turned my place over and tried to kill us. But we have one thing going for us.
He thinks we're paddling in the dark.
Right. Come on. You're going to put the heroin back in the car.
Hang on. Why?
Just do it. I'll see you in the morning. Morning, Otis.
Oh, that's it. Last packet in the door. What's the plan?
We're going to hide the car. First, you go and post the logbook off to Swansea so the car's officially in my name.
Why? I don't understand.
Just in case we get pulled. We've got to make the ownership kosher. We don't want to get nicked. Make sure you send it recorded delivery.
Then?
I'll tell you later. Oh, did you deliberately get the wheel of that bike? Or was it just a lucky shot?
I saw him do it in a movie.
Well, thanks again, Otis. I'll see you at the post office. I'm just calling Townsend.
Okay.
Hello, Tony Townsend.
Hello, Tony. Dennis, you wanted me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, Den, this Arab, he really wants your motor bad and he'll pay anything to get it.
I see. Well, as you know, the front's been bent.
Oh, no, don't worry. He'll take it as it is.
How much, Tony?
Just name your price.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, please, Den. Do me this one favour. I'm in right trouble otherwise.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony. I'll think about it.
No, Den. It's no good. He's got to have it. Today. He'll pay up to $10,000, but he's got to be today, please. At least, let me bring him to have a look at it.
Sorry, Tony, I'm just going out in the car. I'll call you later. Bye.
Ben, where are we going?
Only Hyde Park Corner, my son.
Oh, got it. In the underground car park. Good thinking, Batman.
Wrong. The roundabout.
It's the rush hour. You can't. The law will tow it away and then what?
Exactly. Can you think of anywhere safer to leave a car with H on board than in a police car pound?
But... Oh, now I see why you got me to send the logbook recorded delivery. Nobody can get the car out because they haven't got the logbook.
You'll learn it.
What's wrong with the door?
I don't know. It's stuck. Oh, that's it.
Cool. What a mess. You were right.
Thanks, Otis. I've already tied it up. This is normal. Coffee?
That's why the door wouldn't open. Somebody sent you a package. No stamps. Hand delivery. Here you are. What is it, then? What does it say?
I want my Jag back. You've got 24 hours to deliver the car. Swap my merchandise for your girlfriend. Both intact. You've got 24 hours. Leave the car on Tottenham Marshes by Stonebridge Lock.
How could he know about Susie?
She must have been here when they broke in. Her overnight bag was here. Oh, my God, she must have been waiting for me while I was with Mrs. Collins. It's in the package.
No, Den, don't.
Let me. Oh, bloody hell, no.
It might not be.
It is. She couldn't get the ring off. Take it away, Otis. How can someone do that? Ooh. Right, you bastard. I'm going to have you. I'm going to have your cobblers. Otis, go away.
Then?
Otis, some things I can ask you to do, but not this. Lloyd is mine. I'm going to put him away for good, and I'm going to do it now. See ya.
You selfish bastard.
You what?
Use your brain, sunshine.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm going to have you.
No, you won't. You're going to listen, man. You're going to listen good.
Ow! My arm.
Right. I'll put you down, but you listen. Then if you want to try swinging again, I'll let you go. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Otis.
It's okay. So you go around and see Lloyd, and you put him away. He won't be holding Susie there, will he? All right, she's hurt, but we've got 24 hours. Let's get Susie back first. Then you do... But let's get her back first.
You're right. Yeah. I've got an idea.
I take it it's not very legal.
Correct. Come on. I need a van and a CB. Greaseball. Any movement from Lloyd's house?
No. Hang on. Yeah. She's just coming out. She's getting into a car. Blonde. About 30. Is that right?
Yeah. Is she on her own?
Some guy's come out. He's talking to her. I guess it was Lloyd. He's giving her a right mouthful. He's gone in now. She's moving.
Okay. follower. Why do you reckon it was Lloyd?
From what you said, pinstripe suit. He's got a black tie on. His kid's brother's funeral. She's turning into Bayswater, heading for town. Red convertible.
Right, I've got her. Let's see where she goes.
What is that gas she's in? A casino?
No, Wally. Dance centre, aerobics class. Could you ask your wife if she'd help us out?
Yeah, she's a bit worried, but she'll do it.
Ah, she's a good kid. But why she ever married you, I'll never know.
Because I'm a black stud, that's why.
Oh, yeah, so you keep telling me. Have you...
I've changed the plug leads over. Mrs. Lloyd won't start it. Here she comes.
She's just getting in now. I'll give you 2 minutes. Go. Now.
Having trouble, love?
Oh, no, no. I'm just enjoying myself. Now, sod off, will you?
Oh, hang on, hang on. Otherwise, you'll flatten the battery.
Got a hairdressing appointment in 5 minutes. Now, this bloody tin can won't start.
Open the bonnet, love. Look, don't worry. I'm a mechanic.
Oh, listen, if you could, I'd be ever so grateful. I really would. Hang on a minute. Well?
Well, usual fault. Have you got a spare set of points in the boot?
Well, I don't know. It's a new car. I've only just got it. Look, I'll just call the AA. It's all right. Thanks for trying anyway.
Did you say the AA, miss?
Yeah.
I've been here 2 hours. That's why I called Winston out. Well, perhaps Winston here can...
Oh, look, I'd be ever so grateful, could you?
She's talking to you, Winston.
Oh, yeah, right. Look, I haven't got any cash on me. Could you...
No, I've only got my credit cards. Oh, look, I'd better phone my husband instead. Oh, he'll kill me.
I haven't any money either. That's why I'm going with Winston to the garage. Come on, we'll all go.
Right. Oh. Just jump in the truck.
Truck? Billy, oh, that's my husband. Oh, he always blames me. He says I'm a jinx with cars. But it wasn't my fault this time, though, was it?
No, of course it wasn't.
Then I know what he'll say.
Put the blindfold on, then. Quick. Oh, she kicked me in the...
Okay, lie still, Mrs. Lloyd. We're not after your body, just your mind, small though it is.
Right, put her in here. I'll just go and fetch the lady.
Okay. Mrs. Lloyd, I'm going to take the plaster off your mouth. But don't start screaming. You're in a cellar and nobody will hear you except me. I don't want a headache. Nod if you understand. Right. There you go. I want a transfer deal.
What do you mean? I'm not a bloody footballer, you know.
No, but your husband is something I want. So I'm going to arrange we do a swap. You're
wasting your time. If he owes you money, he'd sell his own kids, let alone me.
It isn't money.
He'll kill you anyway. Not because he cares a toss about me. He just doesn't like anyone taking anything away from him that he owns. And he owns me. What's he got that's so important to you anyway?
My girlfriend.
Has he been at it with another bird? Not that little tart he calls his secretary.
Shut up. It's not his secretary. He's kidnapped my girlfriend. He sent me... a message. So that I know he'd got her. Now, where would he be holding her? The house? Well?
I knew I wouldn't tell you. He's a Oh, what's the word? Someone who likes hurting people.
A sadist.
Yeah, yeah. She's not in the house. He never does anything dodgy in the house. Let me go, please. I won't say anything. Please.
I'll see you later.
Please, please, take the hood off. I won't look. I'm frightened of the dark.
You won't be here long. I'll send a lady out to stay with you. Mrs. Lloyd said he didn't mix business with his home life, so I doubt whether he'd have a team around. My guess is one mind or so.
Yeah, can I help you?
Is that Mr. Lloyd?
No, I'm his assistant. What do you want? If it's insurance, he's got plenty already.
No, it's about his wife. You see, she hit my car and...
Not again. All right.
Now, don't argue with him, Otis. Insist.
Right.
Now, what's all this? Don't I know you two?
Oh! Yes, Barry. We have met before at a scrapyard. Now, I'll only ask once. Where's Lloyd?
He's broken my tooth.
Otis.
No, no, he's in the gym. First floor. Oh!
Let's put him under the stairs.
Twenty-nine.
Barry, who's at the door?
30.
What the? Who's that? Hold him there, Otis.
Right, you black.
I wouldn't try and get up, Mr. Lloyd. Otherwise, these weights will be leaning on your windpipe.
Oh, he's turning a funny colour, Otis. Maybe you should let the weights up just a little. So, you're Billy the Kid.
Grabs you, sunshine. Answer me.
Otis. Right, Billy. Now, I have a proposition. Your wife for my girlfriend. Sorry, what? Otis?
Let's start.
Hang on, Otis. Let's try again.
Only one bill, son. My car for your bird. You can do what you like with my wife. I'm only interested in my car. 12 hours.
I see. Right. Give us that dumbbell, Otis.
Then he won't talk. There's no point unless you want a life term.
He's right. He's brighter than he looks.
Oh!
Oh. You're dead, Ben. After I get my merchandise and you get your slag, you're dead, Ben. I owe you for my brother. I'll really enjoy it. Nice and slow. You've got 12 hours left.
Should have killed him.
He still wouldn't have talked.
You're right. Muddiford. He doesn't know I've got the Collins connection. That's where she'll be. At his boat. Who's that?
It's Martin and his Oppo.
Oh, hello, Dave.
Don't give me that cobbler's, Dennis. Sit down. And you, Tonto.
What's wrong?
You think I'm some sort of PC plod? Now, I want answers, and if I don't get the right ones, you nick both of you, and I do not jest. Right, so what's going on?
I don't know what you're on about.
Dennis, stop taking me for Wally of the Year. This story starts with a vicar and an ex-JS. Let's start there.
Dave, I told you about the vicar. You didn't believe me.
Yes, you told me. But all of a sudden, the computer starts shouting Dennis Rogers at me. You, my son, are the present owner of this mystery Jaguar car. The car the vicar claims he left in a big scrapyard in the sky. I.e. Genesis, where there was a particularly nasty murder at same scrapyard. Genesis' son, poor kid, puts our Scottish psycho in the frame as one of the killers. And the kid, who's very bright, comes up with two more witnesses to the killing who legged it. One Caucasian and one non-Caucasian. And I bet when I put you two in the lineup, he'll pick you out.
A non-what, Mr. Martin?
Don't get lippy with me, Tonto. I know how many A-levels you've got. I even know how many warts you've got on your arse. It's all on my computer, so don't be cute. What is going on? I'm suddenly doing a jigsaw puzzle. Tonto is ID'd with a Rasta drug dealer. On information received from a certain contact, i.e. you, Dennis, I pull a slimy Iranian drug pusher. who lets it slip during my fair but gentle questioning that there is a new importer in town. Could it be that the journalistic business is not too hot, and you and Tonto here are in the H business?
That isn't funny.
You know about my sister, D.I. Martin. Didn't I finger the bastard who was her supplier? I gave him to you. You think I forget what H did to my sister?
All right, all right. I was just floating an idea. It made sense, okay? So tell me, why is Billy Lloyd after you two? Because you saw the hit? Come on, give me something. I can nick you for having a ringer, you know, a stolen car, and I can have you both for complicity. Right. Sergeant, in here on the double.
Go.
Emrys, I'm nicking these two. Take them down to the station.
Dave, 2 minutes on your own, please.
Go and have a fag, Emrys.
I don't smoke, Gov. Right. Okay.
So? Give me 12 hours.
I don't believe this. You've been watching too many bad movies, son. Emrys!
I'll give you Lloyd.
Yes, Gov.
Go and play with the radio.
Gov?
Out.
All right.
Lloyd, for what?
I need 12 hours to put it together. I'll give you that bastard's head on a plate. He'll do at least a 15 for this lot.
Just make sure his body's still attached to his head. Understood? Okay, I haven't seen you.
Ben, is this part of your master plan?
What are you on about now? What plan?
Well, rowing around in circles like this. This your Rollock.
Rollock's to you. Keep quiet. This is his boat. And there's a light on in the main cabin.
Let her drift in. I'll fend her off.
You climb on.
Okay. Now, you get off. But don't let go of the rowboat.
Oh, no.
Sorry. My hand slipped. Someone coming.
Is that you, Mr. Lloyd? Yeah, that bird's a great...
Oh!
Enough, babe, enough!
I'll take the main cabin. You take the other one.
Yeah. Susie? Don't, then. She's...
Oh, Otis! Let go! I want to see her!
No, you don't. Let's get off this boat.
What are you doing with that light? No, then. Why not? I just want to burn this place down. This is where they process their heroin. I want to destroy it.
And all the evidence... Then.
It's Barry. I want him.
He's swimming for the rowboat. Get the engine started, then.
Otis, I know what you think, but it wasn't deliberate. I couldn't avoid him. He just rowed straight across the bows. Look. Just drop me at the police pound. I've got one more thing to do, then it's over.
You're going to meet Lloyd, and...
That's right. I'm going to meet Lloyd.
Wrong. We're going to see Lloyd. I'll never forget my sister. She was found in a squat. They said she'd been dead for over a week. Nobody even knew. Bring the Jaguar back to the garage for modifications.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Dave, it's me. I phoned the station. They said you were off duty.
Have you got something for me?
Yep. In Muddiford Harbour, there's a cruiser moored. It's called White Lady. Belongs to Lloyd. He processes H there.
Right. I'm on my way.
No, you're not. If you move on the boat now, you'll blow it. You're meeting me in 2 hours' time at Tottenham Marshes, by the canal at Stonebridge Lock. Lloyd is picking up a car that belongs to him. There's something hidden in it, I believe. I'll leave my CB on. You wait with Otis so you'll hear everything Lloyd says.
Yeah. One question.
Why, Den?
I'm a journalist, Dave.
Got a funny feeling I'm being used for some personal vendetta of yours. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Very reassuring.
Lloyd just passed us. He's on his way.
I'm ready.
Well, well. You are brave, Mr. Rogers. On your own, eh?
No. Otis is close by. Sort of insurance policy. Where's Susie?
Get out of the car. I want to make sure my merchandise is safe. And don't try anything silly. Not if you want your bird back more or less intact. All safe and sound.
I hope it kills you. Like it kills junkies.
They're fools. This is just a business commodity to me, son. Like guns to the IRA or wheat to the starving Africans. Just business. Right, car keys.
They're in there. Where's Susie?
You'll find her in Muddiford. She'll be in a beach hut on the Spit. Shea Vista, it's called. And she's not due there for a couple of hours, so don't get any smart ideas. And remember, you're dead. See ya.
You cross me, you slimy toe rag!
Oh! Ben, are you all right?
We've got him now. There's nowhere to go except into...
He just went straight into the canal. He didn't try and stop. His brake lights didn't even come on.
Oh, dear.
I see.
Sergeant.
Go.
Take these two down to the hospital, then on to the Nick. No phone calls out and no questioning, understand? But I want a written statement.
But... Yeah. Okay, Gov. What's wrong? What charge?
Obstruction for now. What makes you think there's anything wrong, Sergeant? Just get these two out of my sight.
How long are you going to keep us here, Mr. Martin? As long as I bloody want to. I've just read your so-called statements. Lloyd was scum. But do you two think you're any better? We pulled Lloyd in the car out of the canal. It won't surprise you to know Lloyd was very dead. It seems the electric door locks and windows jammed.
Yeah, well, electric windows submerged will short out.
Shut it. Also, a preliminary check on the brakes show they failed. Apparently, there was a bag of heroin in the servo. It was cold-blooded murder. Like your girlfriend, Susie. No different. You're not even pretending. You knew she'd been murdered, didn't you?
Same thing happened to my brakes. Your traffic patrol men didn't believe me either.
You're very smart. I can't prove it, but I say Otis sussed it out the moment he looked at the car. Like I can't prove you were in Muddiford tonight, where they've just dragged another body out of the harbour. You set Lloyd and me up like kippers playing the game on CB, so I'd hear you asking about Susie.
You charging us?
Yes, I am. I'd put you two on a murder charge if I could make it stick. For starters, I'm having you for obstruction and for using a car, knowing it to be stolen.
We gave you Lloyd and the drugs. Doesn't that mean anything?
All you had to do was make one phone call, that's all. You two have probably cost half a dozen people their lives. But I can't prove it. One little phone call. Sergeant, get these two out of my sight.
Oh, very moral. One thing, Dave. If I had called you at the beginning, you'd never have got Lloyd.
Maybe I wouldn't, son. But your Susie might still be alive. Think about that.
You...
No, Dennis. It's finished. It's all over.
Yeah, so am I.
In Lucky 13 by Peter Simkin, you heard Mark Jones as Dennis Rogers and Ocon Jones as Otis. Tony Townsend was played by Russell Keith Grant, Susie, Susan Jameson, Stu, David Lerner, the landlady, Margot Vanderberg, the auctioneer, Adrian Egan, the Iranian dealer, Alex Rafai, Leroy, Sylvester Williams, Emrys, Ronald Herdman, the vicar, Derek Branch, Janice, Philip Barnes, Mrs. Liz Collins, Anne Jameson, Mrs. Lloyd, Mia Sotiriou, Mr. Lloyd, Billy Murray, and Detective Inspector Martin, Michael Hadley. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Lucky 13 was directed by Christopher Venning.